Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey there, Uplifters. Our verse for this week is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather food into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? As Bible verses go, this one is from a pretty familiar section of verses. It's a part of Matthew's Gospel during Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And this lovely set of verses about not worrying, reminding us that worrying doesn't add hours to our life, or that we shouldn't worry about tomorrow because today has enough worries of its own. And yes, that's true. Really true, actually. Today does have enough things to deal with without adding tomorrow's crap on top of it. But just hearing this section doesn't make worry stop, does it? I mean, just saying don't worry doesn't actually make you stop worrying. Worry is real. It happens. No matter how much we remind ourselves of the truth, of the futility of worrying, it doesn't just go away because we want it to. But this verse, how Jesus begins talking about not worrying, is more than a reminder of not to worry. Because, again, as we all know, words don't make it so. This verse is like a not-so-subtle jab from Jesus. Kind of tiny poke that says, hey, beloved, don't worry, I've got it. You see those birds over there? They aren't working their wings off to make money to get food in their house, right? Yet they are fed, they are taken care of, and they are just birds. I mean, nothing against birds, but they aren't you. You are my beloved. Aren't you more valuable to me than a bird? See, Jesus is not subtle. And that's good, because we need kind of a blunt, not so subtle reminder that God has got our back. Because when bad things happen, this is sometimes the first thing we forget. We forget that God loves us and is taking care of us. We forget this when we get cancer. We forget this when people we love die. We forget that God is always at work in the broken, messed up world that contains things that suck, like illness and grief and accidents and cancer and buildings exploding. We forget that God has promised to work to make what is broken whole again, to tirelessly focus on that one thing. And when we forget, we worry. Again, always. Life is hard, and it's easy to think that we're on our own when things around us are falling apart. To worry that we've got to make things happen because no one else is going to do it for us. So we do. We work hard to make sure we're taking care of ourselves and we're taking care of our loved ones. And then here we have Jesus giving us that little tap on our shoulder to say again, hey, beloved, I've got you. It's okay. You are taken care of. I'm working on it. You are so valuable to me. So if you need this reminder today, like I absolutely do, take just a moment and look out at the birds. If you got a window nearby, do it right now. Otherwise, the next time you step outside, look at the birds in the air. They're okay. They're gonna make it. They're gonna be fine. And so will we, because we are much, much more valuable than they.
Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.